With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I tweeted out a question today.
Yeah?
Duke of the field.
That's a Doug Karsh question. It's something I put on the show sheet, too, without knowing you tweeted out a question.
Yep. Duke of the field. And it's funny. It was prompted by a tweet from Darren Revell. And our numbers are very interesting. First of all, so you didn't know I tweeted this out, and you asked the same question.
I did not know.
So why is that a Doug Karsh question? Why isn't it a Gator question?
Well, sometimes I put things in your wheelhouse.
Oh, do you? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
So what do you think the people have voted for? Almost 1,000 votes are in.
The field.
And what do you think the percentage is? You seem annoyed that I'm asking you. Sorry.
No, I'm not annoyed at all. 60-40.
All right, we'll do this. Was it Card Sharks? He's got 60% saying the field. Kang, do you go higher or lower than 60% saying the field?
I have, it's a good number, Gator, 60% higher or lower the field. I'm going to go higher, yeah.
Okay.
Evan said 69, so that's definitely higher than 60.
Yeah, the numbers are in.
Doesn't get any higher than that.
29% take Duke, 71% take the field.
Wow.
The Darren Revell tweet that prompted this question said 7 out of 10 people would take the field over Duke.
Wow.
Which is basically, well, it is 70%. Science. So our numbers reflect those that are similar in the country. ESPN's bracket meter thing where they've got millions of brackets
sure.
sent in, which I raised my eyebrow at that a little bit, but was it 44% have Duke winning the whole thing? You filled out your entire bracket
yesterday. I did. Yes.
Do you have Duke winning the whole thing?
I do. Yes.
I really put in a lot of work last night. I'm not done with the entire bracket, but I have Duke winning.
I can't believe you haven't finished your bracket. What is wrong with you?
I have until Wednesday. Actually, I have until Thursday at noon.
This guy.
What's wrong with using the time?
Well, because normally we do this for the show's purpose. We have it done by now. We have it done by Monday before the show starts so we can start talking about the bracket.
Kang, is that true?
I don't know if that's true or not, Gator.
I don't think it's true.
Yeah, because me and Doug always, there's still games to be played here.
Yeah.
There's no games to be played.
Yeah, Dayton.
There's two games.
There's
tonight,
no games to be played.
I know you don't recognize them, but they're real, Gator.
You can deny that these games are going to happen.
So I'm guessing you don't have any of those teams moving beyond.
No, and I'm going to guess you guys aren't going to have any of those teams moving beyond either.
There's a couple 11 seeds, man.
Uh-huh.
And they won. Was it as recently as last year, Doug?
Yeah, and VCU made it to the Final Four out of Dayton.
Good for them.
Well, how could they make it to the Final Four if they weren't even in the tournament,
happen?
Gator?
Look at that.
Your definition.
What a great little story. What a great little story that was.
All right. Well, yeah, I got plenty of time to fill these out. So I will fill them out. But I got Duke winning it all. Kang, do you got Duke winning it all?
I haven't filled out my bracket yet.
Okay. Do you think you'll have Duke winning it all?
I got to see how the playing games go. That's going to affect my Duke take.
All right. We promised we'd get to our March Madness sleepers. So now is the time. We've defined a sleeper as a team, an underseeded team, a lowly seeded team that pulls off more than one upset. So, Gator, I will start. My March Madness sleeper that I still haven't finished the bracket, but this team I think is pulling off at least one upset that will resonate here locally, and I think may very well end up in the Final Four. I'm taking the Nevada Wolfpack to the Elite Eight. Nevada is a 7 seed. They have 5 senior starters. Nobody is shorter than 6'7" tall, and if Jazz Johnson comes off the bench and starts draining threes, look out for Nevada, Gator.
You're scared.
I think Nevada's going to the Elite Eight.
And by the way, beating Michigan, doing? I don't think you mentioned Michigan once.
Yes, there. They would beat Michigan to get there.
Wow.
Nevada's the pick for me. Sleeper Cinderella deep into this tournament. Love 5 seniors. Love 5 seniors.
Okay.
And remember, this team's filled with transfers from big-time D1 schools. It's like a bunch of Charles Matthews. So, anyway.
Doug, I have 2 teams making it to the Sweet 16 that are double-digit seeds.
That's not unusual. So
The first of which is Oregon. I'm knocking off Scotty because I just don't think much of Wisconsin. They're basically a one-man team, and that one man has only one way to get to the basket, and it's right at the basket.
He's really good at it,
but he can't shoot free throws, and he can't do anything outside of once he gets the ball in the post, and I think that can be limited. So I got Oregon beating Wisconsin and then taking down Kansas State and before they lose to Virginia.
Okay.
That's a 12 seed, but that's not my big one. My big one resides in the East, and it's a team that's going to take down number 3 LSU. It's Yale.
Mm-hmm.
Bulldogs are 14. Then they're going to face off against Maryland, and they're going to take down Maryland.
Wow.
Before that Cinderella slipper gets...
Before they run into Louisville?
Before they run into Louisville. it gets thrown into the fireplace, and Michigan State takes care of them. But I have Yale getting to the Sweet 16 as a 14 seed.
Kang, who's your March Madness Cinderella? Call it now.
Gator, you're not going to like this.
No, probably not.
I got Georgia State, man. And it's not just the irk at you or anything like that. I'm sorry, man. But listen, just hear me out, all right? And no matter what I say, I know you're not going to like it, so maybe I'm just talking to Doug here.
Go ahead.
I like Georgia State to upset Houston, the 3 seed. Reason why. Their coach, it's one of the reasons. He's been there before. He's got the experience.
You're just trolling me right
now.
He
has players that have been in the tournament before. They were there last year. They lost in the first round, but that experience helps. Like I said, Ron Hunter has been there before. 5 guys that average double-digit figures. DeMarcus Simmons, 18.5 a game. He could take over a game by himself. Guard play, very important in the tournament.
Did I insult you at some point?
As a team, they shoot nearly 40% from 3. Going to be a big deal if you want a long tournament run. I think they win 2 games. They go to the Sweet 16. Their second-round matchups, either Iowa State or Ohio State. Neither team worries me. They get by Houston. Look for this team to win their second-round matchup also. Ron Hunter, Georgia State, best team in Georgia.
All right. Evan, you got one? Or not yet? Evan looks shocked. Do you got one? You got a sleeper?
Montana. Montana to beat Michigan. Montana to beat Michigan.
Okay. You got.
You would like for me to repeat, I would like to say Montana to beat Michigan.
You think they're going to win 2 games because that's the definition?
Sure. Again, you can beat another team.
I'm not sure if I...
Evan, you're not allowed in these conversations anymore. Go ahead.
Did I mention it would be a 15 over a 2, Montana over...
It's like Middle happened. Tennessee over Michigan State.
I don't live in the past, Doug. I look forward.
So your upset is a 7 seed.
Yep.
We agreed that counts?
Well, if they beat 2 teams, who would they have after Michigan? Texas Tech and then Gonzaga?
Yeah. Well, if you have Gonzaga.
I do.
You don't?
Look at you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.